In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
After inspecting the injury report as thoroughly as Mully recommended, how are you feeling about the Bears' chances now? What's the biggest development?
I was all over this injury report the minute it came out. I was studying it, and
it's a lot there.
There was a lot there. I think that, number one, Jaquan Brisker, boy, I hope they do the right thing for him. I'd be surprised if he comes back over a month with a concussion. You want him to be smart, and I think the Bears will. Number two, Montez Sweat did not practice. Bit of a concern. I wonder now, is it an ankle? Is the ankle related to the shin? Is the ankle connected to the shin bone, which connected to the... who knows where that is headed?
Them bones.
Montez Sweat's got to play for the Bears to have a chance. He has to have his Khalil Mack moment against the Packers. And I keep referencing that night in Lambeau, in Green Bay, in 2018. But that's the kind of effort it's going to take for the Bears to beat the Packers. I know they didn't that night, but that's the kind of thing you want to see from Montez Sweat. So missing practice, does that matter? We'll see. The biggest news to me, the biggest development as we inspect the injury report, was the Bears have both offensive tackles, both starting tackles. Braxton Jones on the left side, Darnell Wright on the right side. Looking like they're going to play, trending in the right direction. So when you do see that, you find yourself a little bit more encouraged. So that's a good sign, and that will make this game more competitive. I don't know if it's enough for the Bears to beat the Packers, but that was a positive development on Wednesday.
Having both tackles practice yesterday, probably just a walkthrough yesterday, that's great news. That's very good news because it strengthens your inside as well, because a couple of the guys that were playing outside now have the opportunity to move inside, and inside was a bigger issue last Sunday than outside was.
I think the last 2 weeks, looking at the injury report, has kind of told you who was going to win the game. That's how important it has been. So I think this is a really important one. And I agree with you. The headline would be the offensive line getting better. It's trending toward improvement come Sunday's game. That might give them a chance to win. I am bummed that Montez Sweat missed practice. We had talked about that. You knew that there'd be like another injury, something new added. His ankle, we've been counting on the ankle to be messed up too. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You want to win this game, you're going to need him to not just be fit, but to also be at his best. So I'm really glad that Ryan Bates wasn't on the injury report or some other offensive lineman. It would go a really long way. Is Jaquan Brisker out for the year, David?
I think that's the way this is trending.
They have announced that he's not playing in the game.
He's out for this week.
He's out for this week, but I mean,
he has to ramp up.
It's been a long time.
He has
now
to get back, yes. And then you have to justify putting him back on the field, right, after what would be an 8-week absence, 6-week absence, and I just don't know, given the nature of the injury
and the frequency of it,
and the awareness and concussion, yeah, seriousness of that condition. No, I don't think that. I'd be surprised if he's back.
This year?
Yes.
And what about in his career?
I think then that's a bigger, broader question, because it's third year in a row, and you have to look at, he'll have to look at what's ahead for him. This isn't a quarterback who can stay out of harm's way by being a quick release guy like Tua. This is a safety that is in the middle of every potential play.
Tua can't stay out of his own way.
Well, he's got it. He's got to learn. He's got to learn how to play and protect himself. Players have to protect themselves. Quarterbacks can do that maybe easier. I know that sounds crazy than a safety could.
No, it's a good,
point. But if you're a safety, you can't be doing your job if you're just playing one part of the game. You've got to defend the run, and that's a dangerous, violent job.
Yeah, here's what I say about fixing the problem. So it starts every day we walk in the building. What I said to the team today and to our offensive staff and players is two things you control when you walk in the building. It's your effort and your attitude. So it starts there first, right? How we approach the meetings, being detailed, being locked in, and then transferring that to the actual practice field, being intentional about the walkthrough, but also making practice as hard as humanly possible so the game can somewhat become easier. So to me, that's going to be our focus, what we're locked in on. And so understand that practice preparation always leads to game day execution. So that's our focus.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That was the introductory news conference of the Bears' new offensive coordinator, the former passing game coordinator, Thomas Brown, and he did very well for himself. He won the news conference, if that matters at all.
I think it does matter. You need to lead with confidence. This group lacks it, and he did. I respect a coach that in his first, basically, day on the job, new job, that he leads with these kind of mantras. The things that you can control, your attitude and your effort, you know, preparation leads to execution. I know it sounds coachy. I know it's the coachiest of coachy things, but he said it in a way that made you want to say, nod your head. Yeah, I get it. I get why you're here. I get why Sean McVay liked you, vouched for you, recommended you. This is a guy with a lot of charisma. He's got some energy, and that translates well.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was you know, I think they're better with Shane Waldron gone. I think they're better with this guy in charge. But I also, it's really hard not to. I don't want to separate the fact that they hired the wrong guy and they fired a guy because they hired the wrong guy. And the other thing said during the day was the quote of the year.
You're right about that. We're all right about that. Yeah. But that's a different topic.
I know.
And it's a task for another time or day. What you focus on, and again, this is what I like about Thomas Brown. He has no time for that.
Right.
He has no time for Nate Davis and what went wrong and why he's not here. He has no time for anything than preparing for the Packers, getting his players in the state of mind to beat them, and getting his quarterback reeled back in and say, you know what, show me what you like, and then show me why you're good. Remind us all of why you were the first overall pick.
312-644-6767. A lot of people want to check in. We'll start with Joe. Joe's in Lincolnwood. Hey, Joe.
Fellas, thanks for taking a call. Listen, just hearing Thomas Brown speak in a press conference demonstrates the difference between dynamic, effectual leader, and an ineffective, uninspiring leader. And I think he's going to get the best out of their talent. Whether that leads to a lot of wins, we don't know. But at least they're focused on the task at hand. And to David Haw's point, exactly. Because you had this guy in-house, and it demonstrates what's wrong and dysfunctional with the Bears on so many levels. Because the only reason we had the previous offensive coordinator is because that's who Matt Eberflus wanted, and Ryan Pohl supported his decision, which reflects the condition of the offensive line, reflects badly on Ryan Pohl's and his decision-making. And on a grander scale, you know, if the Bears would have committed to Arlington Heights, if they had been aggressive and stuck with it, they possibly could have been breaking ground on a new stadium by the late spring or early summer of this coming year.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you, buddy. We got to hit a break. But
a lot of good points.
Yeah.
Communication matters.
Right down to the stadium talk. Yeah.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.